Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving them all on, dress like a million bucks, bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Yeah, man. One more time. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Why? Because God is in the blessing business. If you go get in line, he has something for you. If you go get in line, he has something for you. God is amazing. The plan he actually has for you is so far greater than you can possibly imagine. It's really mind-blowing. And as I look back on where he's brought me from and what he's currently doing for me, all I can do is tell you is God. That's all I can tell you, because I tell you right now, I didn't foresee it. You know, it oftentimes amazes me when I listen to celebrities when they interview, how they say, you know, I always thought that this would happen for me. And I just, you know, it could be true. But for me, it's not that way at all. I didn't imagine it this way. I had a dream of becoming famous one day, but I had no idea it would ever get to this. It was a very, very simple desire for fame. I just simply wanted to become one of the premier stand-ups in the country. One of them. Not the, but just one of them. Because, you know, humor is, you know, it's, I don't know the right word, but it's an opinion. Some people, no matter how funny you are, think somebody else is funnier than you. I get that. I don't have a problem with that. It's some people that did not like Richard Pryor. They just didn't. They didn't find his brand of humor to be funny at all, because it didn't tickle their funny bone. So merely what I wanted in the beginning was to become one of the premier stand-ups in the country. There is no way I could have seen all this. There is no way. I am telling you, this has been nothing for me but the grace of God. And all the times I failed, every time I had fallen, he picked me up, he dusted me off, and he kept me moving. It has been an amazing thing to watch God do what he do. As I look back on my history, and you sometimes look back on your history, you've got to see, man, wow, what God has done for you and what he's brought you through to enable you to be where you are. It is amazing. Because really, real talk now, Had he allowed all of the decisions I had made to play all the way out, I can assure you I wouldn't be here today. But God, through this grace and mercy, who had a plan for me, who was just waiting on me to come get in line, and then he was going to start emptying out. He was going to start shipping out all the boxes in heaven with my name on it. And man, what a great God he is. What a great God he is. And you have boxes of blessings with your name on it that he is waiting to ship, but he needs you to go down there and get in line. That's what it is. It is not that he has more boxes for other people than he do you. He got boxes with your name on it who have never been shipped because you will not get in line to go get them. You will not ask God for them. You will not do the things necessary to attain them. We stop our own blessings, man. I have been the biggest stopper of my blessings than anybody else. I can't really get mad at nobody. I got nobody to blame for my existence but me. But then at the same time, I can't take credit for this. I really, really can't. I kid you not, I cannot take credit for it. And if you ever see me taking credit for it, tap me on the shoulder, say, Steve, pull up. You remember you said this ain't about you. If you catch me taking too much credit, you have my permission to stop me. Now, here is the deal, though, and this is what I want to get through to you today. Moving forward while under attack, new level, new devil. You know, every time you go somewhere, every time you try to progress, every time you make a decision to be better, to do better, there's going to be a confrontation you're going to have because it is the enemy's job to not see you go forward, do better, want more, behave yourself. There is a force that is operative out there that has people working on his behalf 24/7. I mean, just do dirt all day long. You got a computer, go read a blog. Just go read a blog. They busy, man. Not knowing, but just saying evil stuff constantly. That's their job. Well, here's what happens. We have to always keep moving forward while we're under attack. Because the attack is going to always come. If you allow the attackers to stop you, you will lose that particular battle. And you cannot afford this. You know, my father used to say, be careful when you're trying to kick somebody off the ladder because you got to take your foot off too, and you might slip. And so when people are taking their feet off the ladder, the majority of them ain't even up on a ladder. They just at the bottom throwing stuff up at you. They are just shaking your ladder. They ain't even on your level, really, tell you the truth. They really not. You have moved on far beyond them, spiritually, physically, everything. But they are still shaking your ladder and attacking you. Keep moving forward while under attack because the attacks are going to come. If you take the time to stop and address it, you are impeding your own progress. This is very important to understand. Go on about your business. And remember Steve Harvey, and remember those of you out there, there is a Bible verse that helps me out every time. And I don't know why. I got it on 6 different plaques sitting all around my offices. Everywhere I go, I can read it. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. That because this is that he will put me under his wings of protection, and this is my inheritance as a servant of the Lord. Period. I'm his boy, he my man. So dig. So when you come in for me, I have to just rest on that laurel right there, that he got it, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm just like you sometimes. You know, we know better, but sometimes we don't do better. Man, let them say what they gonna say. When they get through saying it, when they get through writing it, when they get through talking about you, when they get through lying about you, guess what they're going to have to do? They're going to have to step back and watch you rise. They're going to have to kick back and watch what God got for you. Because nothing God got for you, can't nobody stop it. I don't care what they do. Keep moving forward while under attack. You know something? I'll tell you something, man. Minister Louis Farrakhan taught me something very important one day. He said, Steve, remember this. He said, it is a common thing for a dog to bark up at the moon. But if the moon barks back at the dog becomes famous. You feel me? The moon was talking to you? What did you, how did the moon stop and talk to you? Don't give them that. Let the dog bark up at the moon. Don't you be up there. You go where God got you going. Don't bark back at this dog because the dog come famous because they ain't going to be able to get to you, but the dog is famous. Now they want to interview the dog. Now the dog, guess what? He going to do more barking. Guess what? About you. Man, go on about your business, y'all. God is in the blessing business all day long, man. Go get in line. Get you some. Get them packages and boxes shipped to you. They got your name on it waiting on you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gavel, come up round here. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. The greatest show on earth. On trapeze, please welcome Shirley Strawberry.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
The lion tamer, Carla Farrell.
Well, good morning, Steve. Hey, crew.
The man who handles all contortions with a high-pitched voice, Junior.
Morning, everybody.
And the clown.
You love the circus.
The little one that jumps out the Volkswagen, Nephew Tommy.
Good morning. You're going to be excited like everybody else, what you're going to
do. Good morning. I'm coming out the Volkswagen. Good morning.
Well, you know, ever since you lost the race, the girls pretty much go along with anything I say.
Just anything. We go along with anything.
Pop tea early.
Yeah. They,
Steve, you are in love with the circus, though.
This blankety blank has lost my five.
And where is my money, Tommy?
In the words of Carla Farrell, this blankety blank that lost my blanket money.
I'm on Team Tommy. And where's the
Team Tommy? Team Tommy.
How you
and,
feel, Steve?
Oh, one other person. And the mouth of the South, Mississippi, Monica.
Hey, boss.
How you feel, Steve? Sounds like you're in a great mood today.
I'm in a great mood, a little under the weather, but that ain't got nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm.
But you're still at work, though.
Hey, you know what? I offer no excuses. I accept none. Mm-hmm.
Have you taken a day off? I mean, I know you've taken a day off, like, for
a couple weeks ago. You don't remember?
When you're sick, because you don't take days off when you're sick.
Well, see, first of all, let me give him the record, because he don't understand. Because hell yeah, he took a day off. 8 seasons of Family Feud, 200 episodes, never missed a show. Since the talk show has gone to Chicago, 5 years and 1 year out here in L.A., never missed a show. The Steve Harvey Show, Steve Harvey, Cedric the Entertainer, Wendy Raquel, Terry Vaughn, missed one show due to my passing of my mother. One show.
Okay.
In my stand-up career, I have missed my call twice. Asheville, Tennessee, North Carolina. Asheville, North Carolina. And Birmingham, Alabama, due to a thunderstorm. I just couldn't get there.
And the Steve Harvey radio show?
Yeah, what about this show right
about
here?
300 days at least.
No one's missed more days than you.
Coming up, something funny at 32 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go with something funny. So, Steve, now, what is this? Women always beat men at arguments. We know this, but
wait,
are you
they
guys...
do. Because they do things that men don't do and are incapable of doing. Here's some reasons that you'll never win an argument. How about the first one you need to understand? And above all else, they don't forget.
What?
Never.
No. Nothing.
Nothing.
Never.
Nothing.
They don't forget a doggone thing. Nope. Let it go. She said, I forgive you, but she banked all that information.
That's right.
Women have the biggest hard drive in their brains ever created. Yes. IBM ain't got nothing on a woman's hard drive, baby.
Like you guys with sports stats.
Yeah, you can't erase their hard drive. It's locked in forever.
Remember your 1998? Remember that? Right. When I got that number out your pocket, it was Connie's number. Remember that? Mm-hmm. You remember
Here's
Connie?
Another one. Here was another one. You know what we do?
What? Mm-hmm.
We delete information, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the men do?
Get it off our phone, computer, everything.
Got to get rid of it.
They don't.
They don't delete.
They don't delete.
Why would we do that? That's stupid.
It's called evidence.
Right, baby.
I'll tell you another thing they got. They got a picture of everything.
Yes, we do.
Yes, I.
Even if it ain't a photograph, it's a mental image.
Uh-huh. Yes.
They got you.
You know women. Come on, Steve.
You guys forget.
And don't say, here's another one. Okay. And don't say you didn't say something. You're right. You didn't say it, but you texted. And guess what? Your dumb ass forgot.
Again. Here it is right here. I got it. I saved it.
Here's another reason women always win. Because women don't care if you answer or pick up their phone.
No, they don't.
Yeah. You know why? Because all you're going to find is pictures of shoes, recipes, baby pictures, and hairstyles.
You're right with me, except for the recipes.
They have no evidence on their damn phone. None.
Nope.
Go ahead, and look in it. Look.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
3765.
I don't have any recipes in mind.
Look at the pin code. Go ahead.
Here's the other reason you can't win an argument, because they can see who you calling on your phone from a mile away.
Yes, we can.
I don't give a damn what kind of protective screen you got on there. The black one that you can't see from the side, she can see it.
Yes.
So who is she?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is scary.
This is real. Yeah. Mama said
that. Here's another reason you can't remember, you can't win an argument.
Why?
Because they remember exact dates.
Ooh, yes, Lord.
They
yes,
remember
Lord.
Exact yes. dates with the details. Mm-hmm. What you had on, what you was eating.
Yeah. All of that.
What car you was in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where you was sitting.
Breathe it out, Jay. Breathe it out.
There's another reason you can't win an argument with a woman. You ready? Without even setting it up, they lie for each other.
Yes, yes, we do, baby. High five, Carla. High five, Carla.
Without having to talk. High five.
They don't have to set it
up. They got to do none of that.
Carla, where was I yesterday? At my house?
At my house.
Immediately.
And we were watching the Atlanta Housewives.
We have to make the call.
It has to be set it up.
We were watching the Atlanta Housewives. Remember when Needy had said,
I got to call Jay. Unc, I was with you in Vegas. I got to say something.
This is scary. And here's the other reason you can't win an argument. Because they have one put down that no man has ever been able to top. Here's the put down they use. Stop acting like some little old girl. Except they don't use girls.
Did she just call me?
After that, you're shaking to the core.
Yeah. He came.
You can't come back.
No, there's
that.
No comeback for that. Not,
like right now, you just stuck on that.
Yeah.
Stop acting like some little old girl.
But they don't say girl.
Now, you up in here, all you hear is that.
We win again.
Now, the argument, you ain't got no more points.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah. Stop acting like a little.
Actually, you was winning the argument.
Yeah, you were winning since she hit that.
We know how to shut it down.
That hurts.
Wow. Wow.
Man.
Yeah, and we're never going to win one, man.
Why does that hurt so much like
that? Oh, because there's no comeback. You got no comeback for that.
But let me tell you something, ladies.
Yes.
You should never say that to your man.
No, I would never say that to my husband.
I've never been.
Because words cut really deep. And once you cut a man so deep,
How do you fix that? And I know women who have used that on their man a lot. And I'm telling you, it's hard to come back for that. Because men, our comeback for that is, well, okay, I'll tell you what. I know somebody don't think I'm a little old girl.
Yeah.
Because what that's the ultimate insult for a man. You just a little old girl.
Man. Can't come back from that.
And when you do that to a man, you damage him. What'd you say, Tommy?
All right, coming up right after this, Nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back.
Run it back.
Everybody been asking me since I'm from Cleveland, Steve, how you feel about LeBron leaving Cleveland? Well, LeBron gave everything to the city. We went to the finals 4 years in a row. You can't ask for no more than that. And he brought a title to a city ain't had one in 52 years. I've been there the whole time. I wish LeBron the best. He's with the purple and gold now. That's good. At least the colors is good. He's a Laker now. He got a big shoulder. Got big shoulders. He got to live up to a lot. But he LeBron James. What we going to do? Now I'm pulling for the Lakers now. The Cavs, we won't be back in the championship for another 52 years. But I live in L.A., so, hey, go Lakers. Let's go. Come on, LeBron. Let's make some money together, too, pimp. Cleveland boys out here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Nephew and the prank phone call. Come on, Neph.
Well, this right here, this for all the fellas that go to the barber shop. When the barber is cutting your hair and his private be pushing the chair, it's an awkward feeling. Most men know about this. This is the barber shop.
His what?
Do you know what I'm talking about, Junior?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Man, you got to sit in the barbershop with your arms folded.
Well, almost in your lap.
In your lap.
But wait a minute. Is that because his hands are occupied in your head?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So he rotate the chair with his waist.
Yeah, with his waist, man. And that's, you can't stand that. I can't stand that.
That's crazy.
Here it is, the barbershop.
Cuss, this Brady.
Brady, how you doing, man? My name is Dennis, man. I got a haircut from you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, what's up, Dennis? What can I do for you, man?
Hey, listen, I wanted to get an appointment with you, man. Like I said, I was there a couple weeks ago, man. My first time getting a haircut from you. Did a real, real good job, so I want to say thank you for that.
All right, not a problem.
Okay. Do you have any time available on Thursday?
Yeah, for sure. You can come up there Thursday. That'd be fine. What's your name again, bro?
Dennis, man. Dennis.
Okay, Dennis, well, I can get you in, Dennis, about 3 o'clock, man, something of that nature. I mean, you know, I normally work out appointments, you know.
Okay.
About
3 o'clock you'll be there?
Yeah, I'll be there about 3 o'clock.
Okay. Hey, I got a little bit of situation, though, man, that happened last time I was there. I kind of wanted to talk to you about it, man, because it kind of caught me off guard. So I wanted to holler at you, man, and see if we could rectify the problem before I came back up there.
What happened? What, somebody disrespect you or something? I mean, what was the deal?
It really wasn't somebody, man. It was actually you.
Me? Well, I mean, what happened? Well,
here's the deal, man. When you was cutting my hair, when it was time to turn the chair, you didn't turn the chair with your hand, man. See, Brady, man, you turned the chair with your private part.
Come on, bro. Say, Dennis. I mean, Dennis, I'm a professional, man. I've been doing this 15 years, bro.
Right, right. I don't think it's anything deliberate, man. I think you just do it unconsciously, man, because, you know, you be leaning over on the chair cutting, and I think you don't realize, you know, you be turning the chair with your private part instead of doing it with your hand, man. And see, my hand got caught out there, and I saw it out the corner of my eyes. I saw your private part coming towards my hand. I moved it just in time. You understand?
No, bro. Now, see, Dennis, I'm not understanding something, bro, because we don't operate like that around here, because, you know, I don't make mistakes like that, bro. I mean, you know, I don't know. You sure you're talking to the right person, man?
Yeah, I mean, ain't you the third chair on the right when you walk in the door?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, man. And you cut me 2 weeks ago, and like I said, I really like my haircut, so I wanted to call back and rectify this problem. But, you know, you're going to have to turn the chair with your hand and not your pride part. If not, we're going to have a problem.
Okay, bro. Now, I feel you, and I understand your complaint and everything. I mean, I'm not understanding what you're saying, but I don't do that. You know, but I mean, we'll be glad to, you know what I'm saying, give you another cut or whatever, you understand, man. You know, but I don't move nobody, you know, around with my private, man. You know, but that's just not me. No.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but I want you to hear what I'm saying. If you put your private on there at all when I come in there Thursday, then I promise you I'm going to jump up and we're going to have a private.
Well, see, now right there, Dennis, I'm not feeling that jump up having a problem because, you know, you don't really know me like that, bro. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be professional here and solve your little issues that you got, you understand me? But all this jumping up and stuff you're talking about doing, I don't know about
man,
all that stuff.
I'm trying to come in and get a nice haircut and walk out with a nice haircut. What I don't want to do is come down there, you lean over, put your private part where I got my arms and my hands at, and I got whoop your Now, that's what
see,
I don't.
See, careful now. You're touching me wrong talking about what
you're talking about. Touching you wrong. You touched me wrong 2 weeks ago when you put your private on my hand, man.
Folk, I ain't nobody touch you like that, tell you, feel me?
Say what?
I don't know who the hell you think you're talking to, man. You know, we don't run on his cuss, you feel me?
Hey, dog, all I'm trying to say is a brother trying to come in and get his hair cut and walk out feeling like a man and not walk out feeling violated, man, because you done turned the chair with your private part all up against my hand and my elbow and stuff,
man. Hold up, boy, you know what I'm saying? I don't remember you like that. I'm a grown and see, bro, you know. I tried to talk to you, you feel me? But now you done rubbed me wrong. Ain't no punk flying here, you understand me?
Well, ain't no punk flying there, then keep it off my hand, then.
Say, hold on, let me tell you something. Say, man, we don't play that over here. You bring your stupid over here. I'm going to tell you right now, you get backed up out this, you understand me?
Now, hey, well, quicker.
We don't play no punk over here. This ain't a salon, it's a barbershop. It's real over here, you hear me?
I hear what you're saying, but let me explain something. You quit using your hips in your private section like a pinball machine.
I'm going to tell you right now, boy, I will put something on your. You come over here, you understand me?
I'm trying to get a haircut and walk out of there like a man, feeling like a man.
My best, I'll open you up. I'm going to open you up, boy. You understand? You oh, hell no. No, piss up. Watch out. No, that. No, come over here with that.
Put my real name on my shirt then. You want to know what my real name is?
That's what's up. That's what's up, baby.
Okay, then you want to know what name going to be on the shirt?
I want to know what going to be on the shirt.
All right, then. The name on the shirt is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Watch your pelvis, man. Watch how you move.
This is
crazy.
Crazy.
Around.
Come on now. All you barbers out there, come on.
Turn
the chair with your hands.
Show me, Junior. Let me see.
Yeah, they be cutting, you know. It be in your head, but then when it's time to rotate, they...
Wait, let me video.
they be up there, they cutting. Then all of a sudden, he said, hold on, finna rotate. And they turn the whisk right there. And your hand be right there.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
So yeah. 10 times of that per haircut, hey, man, we got a problem.
It's almost like he hula hooping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Moving
them hips. Yeah. Moving
wow.
them
hips. Now, if it's a female barber, oh, come on, hula hoop me.
Good with it. I love female barbers.
This is how I know I had a bad haircut one time.
Okay.
I was at a white club and a guy yelled out, who cut your hair?
He knows.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, research by the dating lifestyle app Threesomer. Finds that richer individuals, Steve, are more likely to engage in threesomes than those with lower incomes. People in New York are the most likely to engage in threesomes. Top 10 richest states for threesomes. We'll go from the bottom.
Old people have threesomes, Shirley?
I'm just telling you what the research says.
Well,
it's the lifestyle app called Threesomer.
Having a threesome.
Yeah, it's too much. All right, number 10 is Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9 is Michigan.
Yes.
Number 8, Georgia. Ohio is number 7. Pennsylvania, number 6. Number 5, Illinois. Number 4, Texas. Number 3, surprisingly, is California. Mm-hmm. Number 2, New Jersey. Number 1 is New York
City.
Like I said, okay?
Well, I can see New Jersey. Uh-huh. Well, that's the tri-state area.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now, we have discussed this with Steve J. already. He told us about his threesome experience.
It's not happening. Yeah. It's not happening.
It didn't go
happening.
Well.
I had it. It's not what I do. It's clearly confusing. It was a waste of my damn time and theirs. I'm pretty sure they were beyond disappointed. And I do understand that. I know good and hell well they were disappointed. So, you know.
You were exhausted, Steve.
Oh, man, I was exhausted. I didn't know what to do. I didn't understand the rules. Anybody told me the rules. So, I don't want it. No.
Jay.
Yes, but the other person was so mad. They were so left out. Just sitting there, like, I forgot there was another person. And was like, I'm going to have to catch you up later because I'm finished over here. I know we playing. I understand all that. But what I did here, I didn't save any for there.
You got out of hand.
I wish. Don't look at me like that. Do not look at me like that. I'm sorry. I didn't. If I had not put so much over here, I would be able to be over there and do that. But there's nothing
you
left.
You're only one person.
I went out because I went so strong here, right? Uh-huh. Like, whoa!
Uh-huh.
Whoa! Hey! Buddy, buddy! Girl, I know what I said. Could you just take some cash and call it a day? Get a rain check.
Now you're upset.
You're only one person.
And I know you're looking at me like, wait till I get some of that. Well, it's not going to happen. No.
Tommy.
I've actually enjoyed it every time. Only bad thing, there was one time where I just got completely wedged out. And they told me we got it from here, and they just went on and did their thing. I said, wait a minute. No. We got it. You can't hang. I got too excited in the first 10 minutes, and it was over with for me. And they said, we got it from here. You just get out of the way.
You're whack.
We got this, yeah. We got this, partner.
All right, Junior. We know you're young, but...
Oh,
your
no,
experiences
sure.
are limited. Mm-mm, but
no, you heard the story. You said the richest.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I ain't got no money to be asking for no threesome, okay? I done stayed in 2 of the 10 states, and I have not had it yet.
You got barely money for a onesome.
I mean, I've asked for the threesome, but I know I wasn't going to get it because I got out the passenger side of the car. So if you ain't driving, you can't ask for no threesome. Boy, didn't you just hop out the passenger side? Yeah, but that ain't the point. The point is, so I don't have no money. I'm just glad the one some I'm having.
All right, it's time for Miss Ann, Steve.
Oh, okay.
Why is that
then,
a surprise?
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's not a surprise to me, though. This is Ann Tripp, everybody, with the news. And here we go. In Thailand, heavy rains could complicate efforts to rescue that soccer team stuck in an underground cave for 2 weeks. 12 boys and their coach became trapped inside a partially flooded cave in northern Thailand. Bad news is that it's in rainy season, so the water is getting higher and higher. They were exploring it, apparently. They've now been joined, though, by some Thai Navy SEALs who are down there to get them out. Some of the youngsters can't swim. They'll have to use scuba diving equipment, so the Navy SEALs are showing them how to use that. In more than a few cities and towns across the country yesterday, the weather had more effect on how people celebrated the 4th than the fact that it fell in the middle of the week. Cities across western U.S., for instance, canceled fireworks shows due to the hot and dry conditions, which upped the risk of wildfires especially in mountain towns. And towns in Colorado, California, Arizona actually commissioned drone light shows instead of fireworks. In Houston, heavy rains put a serious damper on Independence Day festivities there, with the mayor, Sylvester Turner, regretfully changing plans.
I regret we had to cancel all of the events with the reception of the fireworks for Freedom Over Texas.
And as much as 8 inches of rain fell in certain parts of Houston, more rain is forecast in Houston over the next few days. Just in time for Independence Day, a new Gallup poll shows that national pride is at a historic low. The results of the survey released by Business Insider, they show that only 47% of U.S. residents asked were extremely proud to be Americans. That's down from 51% in 2017 and well below the peak percentage of 70% back in 2003. Broken down politically and otherwise, 74% of Republicans say they're extremely proud, compared to only 32% of Democrats. And the biggest drops in American pride were seen among women, non-whites, younger Americans, and those with college educations. Speaking of college, looks like Donald Trump's now set his sights on ending affirmative action. The Trump administration says the government will no longer encourage schools to use race as a factor in the admissions process, which thereby ends Obama-era guidelines designed to promote diversity. This change now gives colleges and universities the government's blessing to leave race out of admissions and enrollment decisions. Finally, guys, something the guys want to know. This is National Bikini Day. Yup.
It was an itchy, bitsy, teeny, weeny, yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time.
Yeah, yeah, I know you guys are happy. We'll be back with more entertainment and today's trending topics 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Jana, what is this? Is it just
well,
me? Or
a lot of comics have used the phrase, is it just me, to start their comedy routines. These are just a couple of, is it just me?
Mm-hmm.
That's all this is, nothing big. Okay, for instance, we were just talking about that. Is it just me, or are Girl Scout cookies getting smaller? What? Have you noticed this?
They used to
be big. They look the same.
No, they're not. No disrespect. The
they're
Girl
smaller?
Scouts are getting a little bigger, but the cookies are getting smaller.
God. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Is it just me?
I can see that. I can see that.
I haven't noticed, really.
All right. What else you got? Junior, you got one?
Yeah, I'll tell you one. I've got this phone call, but it's the scariest thing.
Is it just
world.
You? You wanna just
yeah, it's just me, though. Uh-huh. But the person in the family that causes all the trouble, uh-huh. when they call you and say, guess what? You really don't want to know?
It's not just you. No, yeah. It's not just you at all, man.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Right.
I didn't think so.
Tommy?
I just got to ask y'all, has the previews gotten longer at the movie theater?
Oh, my God.
The trailer.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love trailers.
I mean, say 2:30, but the movie don't start till about 4:45.
I love trailers.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm. Steve, you got one, man?
Let me ask you this. When you lost, you and your car lost, do you turn down the radio so you can see better?
Yes.
Yes. So you can think. Yes, Steve.
Ain't got nothing to do with me, but you got to see, though.
Yeah. Everybody got to shut up. Hush. I'm lost.
Yes.
Hush. Just hush that fuss. I can't concentrate. Here's one. Is it just me?
Okay.
Is it just me? I'm starting up. Is it just me? No matter how many orders of fries you buy, by the time you get home, they're gone.
Yeah. Yeah. You buy three orders?
You gonna eat them. Yeah. You gonna eat them.
All three of them.
It's not just you. It's not just you.
You can't buy them French fries and not eat them on the
you
way
cannot,
to
you. Cannot. I'm not
eating. You might say that sandwich, but you gotta eat them fries.
No, you can't. I'll tell you what. Is it just me, but when you break 100, don't it disappear?
Oh, my
yes.
God, Junior. Yes.
I just
yes.
had $100.
I had
$60. Where's
right.
The 100 is gone.
That's 100.
So true.
That's so true. Right mm-hmm.
You try to hold on to 100 as long as
I'm talking
as
about in
can.
The casino. I yes. just had. I did three spins.
Okay, I got to ask.
Oh,
I got to ask. Is it just me, but when you hear the water running for about 10, 15 seconds, do you have to pee right out
you
there?
You gotta go.
Yes.
You gotta
you
do
just,
it.
You gotta go. Uh-huh. What?
It's not just you. Yep.
No, it's not just you.
Okay. Okay. I'm
all
just
right.
checking.
Thanks, guys. J. Anthony Brown is gonna murder another hit at 34
oh,
after the hour.
Oh, been friends with this one.
Oh, Lord. We're about to lose another friend right after this.
You're listening
to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. It's your boy's time. He's here. Time to slay another one, murder another one.
Well, you know, it just... Somebody told me Family Feud. I don't know where you got that man from. But Lord have mercy, I'll be waiting on these songs.
So what's the list? The list will probably get longer today. Mm-hmm. We're going to put Kirk Franklin's name on the list.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. You mean...
Yeah. The song is called Happy. And my song is called Nappy.
You know, hair chemicals can hurt you. Hair chemicals can change you. What will hair chemicals do to you? Come on now. Come on now. Come on now.
I'll just let it be nappy.
Just let it be nappy right now.
I will not care what people say. If they are
not
offering to pay. My hair is not meant to lay.
Just let it be nappy.
I'ma be nappy.
Let it be nappy right now.
Keep that hot comb up on the stove.
Leave that relaxer
down at the stove. I like it nappy.
Just use lots of grease.
Just use lots of grease.
Rub it through your hair.
Rub it on your hands.
That's what you do now.
It won't hurt your fingers when you run through my hair.
Take it up higher.
If it's natural,
that's what you do.
Don't you try to change a look.
Have some pride. Let it beat it beat on the way.
You should know you're not alone.
Say Jesus, say Jesus, take the comb, take the comb, Jesus.
Those buttocks will look so nice and neat.
You just wanna be nappy.
If you wanna be nappy,
let it be nappy. Let it be nappy right now.
Don't you wanna be nappy?
And all that is Christian and all that is good, let it be nappy right now. Come on.
I just wanna be nappy.
I know you do.
I'm not gonna keep on getting a conk and weaves with lace in the front.
No weaves or lace
the
in the front.
The broken edges will
the
stop.
Broken edges
so I can be
stop.
Nappy. Happy to be nappy.
Happy to be nappy.
Just use lots of
just
grease.
Just use lots of grease.
Rub it
through your hair now. Come on.
It won't hurt
it
your
won't
fingers
hurt a thing.
When you run through my hair.
Rub it through your hair.
If it's natural, it's good. Don't you
be
try.
Free. Of all the chemicals in your head. That's what you gotta do now. Bring it down right now. Come on, do what I say.
You should know
what I'm talking about. Take that hot ass wig off your head. Let it be nappy. Let it be nappy. Bring it down, ready. Bring it down.
If you wanna be nappy,
let it be nappy. The dugout too. Let it be nappy.
Don't you wanna be nappy?
Let it be nappy. And all things that is right. And all things that is good.
Just wanna be nappy. Did that fool say take that hot ass wig off?
Yes, Steve, yes. And let it be
nappy. Home run, Jay.
Oh, man. But it sounded just like her. Yeah, he sounded just like her.
Come on.
Come on.
What happened?
Jesus, take the comb.
Come on, let it be nappy right now. All that is Christian.
What her friend that is. God's littlest Christian.
Leave that comb up on the stove.
All right, we got the prank phone call.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up next, the king is in the building, a prank phone call. What you got, man?
All right, you in my house. Now, my grandmom used to say, as far as you in my house,
yeah.
We will serve the Lord. That ain't got nothing to do with this here.
Mm-hmm.
The title of this here is, you in my house. I'm gonna let you have it. I am the prank phone call king from what they say.
Okay.
Good God, man.
Hello. Hey, this is Preston. Where did y'all leave the key at? I'm about 2 hours out.
Hey, you got the wrong number, bro.
Call him back. Yeah. Is this Troy?
Yeah, it's Troy. Who this?
Hey, I'm Preston, man. Listen, I'm on my way to the house. I'm about 2 hours out. Where did y'all leave the key at, man?
Hold on, wait. Let me get up. You on your way to what house?
I'm on my way there. Are you at the house?
I'm at my house. Yeah. What did you say your name was?
This is Preston.
Okay.
Hold on, man. I don't understand. Okay, I'm on my way to the house.
What house? That's my question. What house you talking about?
Okay, are you at 69 Woods Drive?
Yeah, that's my house.
Okay. Okay, I don't understand that. All right, so listen, I'm about 2 hours out, man. I got two U-Haul trucks. We en route there. We'll be there in about 2 hours. But I thought y'all was out of the house by now. I'm kind of see where the key at.
Out of the house? What? Hold on. What's going on, man? Let me get a... What you say? You got two U-Haul trucks. What you got them for? What's in there?
I'm moving into the house. I bought the house.
You moving into what?
Okay, how you don't know I bought the house, man?
What the house you talking about?
Oh, you on Woods Drive? I bought this house from Tisdale.
Tisdale. That's who we got the house from. Wait, you say you bought the house?
Okay, wait a minute. You leased the house from Tisdale, right?
Yeah, we right. We still got about another year left in our lease. We ain't out this house for another year. I mean, and we supposed to renew that.
Okay, we got a problem. Let me try to. Okay,
Let me get my wife on. I need to get my wife on the phone.
Hold on a minute. Uh-huh. Okay. So, now, Tisdale tell me that y'all supposed to be at the house, and I'm calling because he said y'all going to leave the key in a certain place.
Tisdale ain't told you no lie, man. Let me get Tisdale on the phone. We ain't hearing nothing about no selling or no house or no nothing like that.
Okay, well, I didn't bought the house from Tisdale, and I'm 2 hours out. I might get there a little quicker. How soon do you think y'all can get y'all stuff out the house?
Get what stuff out what house?
Y'all going to have to get y'all stuff out the house.
Get what stuff? You a guy lot of that. You think we're going to get... We look, like I said, man, we need to get Tisdale on the phone and get this cleared up. You a mother... I tell you what, you bring the U-Haul trucks if you want to, y'all better take that back where you come from. I tell you that.
Hey, listen, man. The mistake, first of all, okay, you arguing with me about my house. That's my house.
Now you pissing me off. I'm gonna tell you like I'm gonna tell Tisdale. Ain't none of this ain't going down the way you think it's gonna go down. You understand? We signed a lease to be in this house for a year. That's what we gonna do. We gonna be in this house for a whole year. You ain't gonna be here for another year. So you might as well go get yourself.
We don't own the house no more. I own the house. You got to get your out, man. I'm 2 hours out.
Yeah, man. Listen to me now. Listen, we done been in this house 5 years. Okay, we got 1 year left in this house. Okay, look, ain't gonna be no moving in today. I can't move my man. I got wife, I got kids, and man. We gotta talk Tisdale. But I'm telling you, man, you pull up today at U-Haul. I swear for Lord, I'm gonna whoop your. You done called me with all this. I ain't got no notice or nothing. You understand what I'm saying?
But let me ask you something.
I don't need people like you. We ain't talk Tisdale.
That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Tisdale one time agree with me. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, well, that's between you and Tisdale. But right now, I'm on my way to my house. And you got to get your ass out of my house.
No, you on your way to my house.
If you come to my house,
you're going to get your ass handed to you.
Let me say this. Wait, is your wife and kids there right now?
They at church where your ass need to be.
Okay. Is there any room in, what's in the garage? Any room in the garage? Can you move
your
stuff?
What's in my garage, you raggedy. Like I just told you, you pull up to my house, I'm gonna get some furniture moving in this.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. You getting your black, and your wife ain't going nowhere.
Well, you come make me do it. You come make me do it. Move out my house today. What's in my garage? Then what's in your garage? If you tell me that, what's in your garage?
Look, I'm gonna allow you to do this. Move all your stuff into the garage.
I'm gonna allow you to get your whooped.
Okay.
Understand what I'm saying?
So I see now. You want your whooped in front of your wife and kids.
So you gonna whoop my shit? That what you gonna do? I tell you what, you bring the U-Hauls, you bring your wife, your kids, your dog, and you bring any about it, I whoop all your right here in front
it's
of my
not,
house.
It's not your house. It's mine. I bought the house from Tisdale.
I tell you what, you meet me right in front of the yard, I'm gonna be right out here standing in my room. I'm gonna whoop your to my robe and my house shoes. How about that? Gonna tell me to move out of my house.
You know what Tisdale told me to tell you?
What? You don't mean what you say?
Do you know what else Tisdale told me to tell you?
I tell you one thing. You gonna tell me whatever Tisdale told you, but I tell you one thing. I ain't moving out of my house today. I'm telling you that right now. Ain't gonna be no moving out here. You say whatever Tisdale told you to say.
I'm gonna tell you this. Hear what Tisdale told me to tell you. Tisdale told me to tell you that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Troy, your wife and Tisdale got me to prank phone call you.
This is some bull. I done put my pants on. I done put my boots on. I'm waiting. I'm sitting right here in my living room looking out the window, waiting for this you all to pull up. Because I sure gonna tear fire from your boy. I see, man, I can't even go back to sleep now. You done got me fired up.
Hey, Troy, I got to ask you before I go, man, what is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey's Morning Show. Ain't that bad?
Come on.
Okay.
You give keep it to me. The ignorant going. You really does.
He
really does.
Hi, boy. You ignorant.
Huh?
You ignorant for real.
My nephew, he is the king of pranks.
You got to be stupid.
The ignorant can't go down. It's got to be up.
It's got to go
next
up.
Level ignorance, baby.
And it stay there. The ignorant go up.
Coming up next, Strawberry Letter right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for today's Strawberry Letter, but before we get to it, let me just let you know that if you have an issue, if you need some advice, please write to us at steveharveyfm.com. Right, Steve?
That's right, because we take these letters seriously. And if you could just send us something, come on now, don't let us down.
Yeah, we could be reading your letter live on the air one day. Maybe today. This could be you, all right? steveharveyfm.com. Send all your letters there, all right? All right, nephew, let's go. It's time.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, they don't make them like they used to. Dear Stephen Shirley, I want your honest opinions. I'm young and I have a great job, my own place, and I'm happily single for now. Here's my issue. I don't think a strong, independent woman should stand by a broke man or wait for him to reach his full potential. People always say I should not overlook a man that falls short financially, but I prefer to remain strong because I am not afraid of being alone. So many women go through the emotional struggles of being with a man just to say they have a man. So is it selfish for me to live my own life and continue to pray for the man that God will send to me? I understand that men are natural hunters, so once they see what they want, they will keep pressing for it. How do I know that a man's intentions are genuine and he's not looking for the come up? What if he's a really great guy, but he's living check to check? I have been in these types of relationships before, and they each ended up as a waste of time and energy. Don't get me wrong, I've been broke before, so I'm not downing anyone. Now that I'm doing much better and I'm able to take care of myself, if it's bad that I don't settle for half a man just to say I have a man, seems like more men are looking for someone to take care of them now. I'm not bashing all men, but what's really going on nowadays? Well, I mean, you know, you're perfectly, of course, within your rights to feel how you feel. You said you're not bashing all men. You're just, you know, talking about the kind of men that you don't want, which is a good thing. I think you know what you do want. You say you've been broke before. You're not downing anyone. You want to be with someone. You don't want to settle. I think that's perfectly fine. You shouldn't settle. You shouldn't settle. If you're truly praying for the man that God wants to send to you, then that's what you should be open to. You'll know when it's the man that God sent for you, because he'll be a godly man. Men are natural hunters. Steve used to talk about that on the show all the time. But I think what you need to stay close to is what you're praying for, is you're praying for God to send you the man that you want. But just make sure you're everything, you know, make sure you're whole and, you know, you're a good person and you're a good woman. You have something to offer the world and a man. OK, don't just look for a man to come and make you whole. Already be whole. OK, it's OK for you to be strong and independent and all of that stuff. Just, you know, if you're really praying for a man, God to send you a man, just wait for that. All right, Steve.
Well, this is a weird letter, Lily, yeah, because she's saying a couple of things. First of all, I wish I knew how old she was, because this has a lot to do with it. Now, you know, if you don't think that a strong, independent woman
should stand by a broke man or wait for him to reach his full potential, then you feel that way. But let me say, tell you something. You're saying a broke man. You said you've been in relationships with people who live check to check. Let me say something to you. The majority of people are living check to check. That's a financial fact. Check to check don't mean you're broke. It means you're in a situation where in three checks you could be completely out. Well, most people live that way until they pull it together. If you're looking for a man that's already made, which you haven't said directly in this letter, but what appears to me that you've said in this letter, that you want somebody that's already made, then get in line, because that line is going to be long. And if you're young, there are men who are in the building process. It takes men some time to pull themselves together. It just does. A man that's in their 20s, it's going to be hard to find a guy that has it together in his 20s. It's going to be hard, because that's the learning phase of life. So, ma'am, you've said quite a lot in this letter. Now, is it true that some men are looking to be taken care of? Yep, that's true. They're easy to spot, because they looking to be taken care of. They don't want to pay for the dinners. They don't want to pay to take you out. They ain't looking to sponsor no trips. They ain't looking to, okay, what? You know, what are you talking about? Now, if a guy's living check to check and trips ain't really available right now, maybe once a year, but he's doing everything else he can that men do, then you might have a good prospect that you're passing on because he's not made yet. Men who have means. Just because a man got money don't make him a good man. Uh-oh.
True.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Did I just say that?
Yes, you did,
yes,
sir.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you
just
did.
Because a man got money don't make him a good man. So now you can pass up on these other men who may have better qualities and less funds and go for the funds and get the less quality man. Also, you said you're asking God to send you a man. If that's the case, what's the letter for?
Huh.
See, this is how I read letters. And Shirley's right about several things she said in her comment to you about it. Now, look, you can be by yourself. But who really want to be by themselves, though? I mean, let's just have an honest conversation.
Put your hand down, Jay.
Other than his bitter ass.
No.
Evil, distraught, old ass, don't know, but ran over, used and abused guy like that. Other than that, who don't want to be alone? Everybody wants somebody. Then you say, how do I know that the man's intentions are genuine and he's not looking for the come up? Like I told you, it's easy. He gonna want a lot of stuff. What if he's a really great guy, but he's living check to check? If I were you, I would sign up for that. Because that really great guy, hard to come by. He ain't gonna always be living check to check now. Great guys turn it around eventually. Great guys become great men, become great fathers, become great husbands.
All right, Steve.
Money don't determine none of that. Am I preaching today?
Yes, you are. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. And you can preach some more. Part two of your sermon coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's get to part two of your response to today's strawberry letter. They don't make them like they used to, is the
You
subject.
Know, I was talking about this young lady who's saying too many contradictory things in her letter about coming up. She's talking about, you know, majority of people living check to check. Some men are looking to be taken care of. I told her that a man that has money don't make him a good man. You're going to have to, should I take a man who's living check to check, but he has great qualities? Yeah, because he's on the come up. Takes a long time for a man to get it together. And on the break, I was reading another line she said that was quite contradictory.
She said, don't get me wrong. I've been broke before, so I'm not downing anyone. Okay, you got that line, Shirley?
I do. Uh-huh.
Don't get me wrong. I've been broke before, so I'm not downing anyone. Mm-hmm. Then she said, now that I'm doing much better and I'm able to take care of myself, here's the contradiction. Is it bad if I don't settle for a half a man just to say I have a man? Now, you just said you've been broke before, so you're not downing anyone. Now you telling me because if a man don't have his finances together that he's half a man?
Wow.
Sister, let me help you understand something. You are setting yourself up for a contradictory life. A man's money has nothing to do with his level of manhood. Some of the best men I know and have known in my life have far less than I have right now. But I have the utmost respect for them, love and admiration. I am constantly in a quest to become my father. All day, I'm just trying to be slick hearted. That's all I'm trying to be. The hardest working man I ever knew. The best husband and the best father I've ever seen. This dude was there. He didn't miss a beat. He didn't miss a beat. That's all I'm trying to be. My daddy ain't had a tenth of the money I got. But he's the best example of manhood I ever saw. So, sister, I think you're wrong. And I think you got to make an attitude adjustment. Now, you said something in the letter about, so is it selfish for me to live my own life and continue to pray for the man that God will send to me? Suppose God sends you this really great man who's living check to check. Let the church say amen.
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 Amen. Amen again.
Amen. Amen.
Because I just can't knock these cats that don't have it financially together. Because I got to tell you something. I was once that cat.
Used to be that, yeah.
I was that dude. I lived in a car for 3 years. Man, I'm pretty sure, man, I met a couple girls while I lived in a car. They ain't see the potential. I ain't blame them.
And she wouldn't have been in there with you for sure.
Oh, no. Man, I ain't asked nobody to come get in this car with me either. I knew I wasn't a good catch. But I hung in there. I just kept hanging in there. These men gonna eventually get it together. Good men become good husbands, become good fathers. You're gonna miss out on a good husband and a good father because he don't have a good check right now. But if he working and got a plan and putting it together, that's called potential. And yeah, you should marry potential. And yeah, you should hook up with potential because y'all can build something together. Everybody would love to meet Mr. Rich Man and go on and get their life made right off. But them numbers is few. So listen to me, ladies. It's already hard to find a good man. Now you're going to narrow the search to a good rich man? What? Where they at? Only 5%. Here's a rate. Okay. Can I preach now?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, preach.
5% of the people make 95% of the money in the world. 5% make 95% of the world. So now you want what? You cannot be looking for one of them 5%ers. You know what kind of options they got?
That's one of my favorite sounds. Favorite
girl,
sounds. Yes, I
they
love it.
They shopping how they want to shop. Do you understand me? Mm-hmm. They shopping how they want to shop. They got options. Don't put yourself in that position. Find you a good man with some great potential, and y'all go on and build a life together. Stop looking for these rich dudes, because you ain't the only one. That line is long, and they take advantage of the long lines. They interview a lot of people.
Yes.
And what is wrong with you?
They're not that long. Thank you for the strawberry letter. If you have a letter, a condition,
a situation that you would like some help with, please send it to steveharveyfm.com.
That's right.
steveharveyfm.com. And we could be redissecting and helping your life. Or we could make a complete mockery of your letter. It just depends.
Like yesterday.
Like yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, yesterday was a mockery letter. Today was some serious help right here for women in need. Thank you very much. Those are my remarks of the strawberry letter today.
He said if you got sound a like condition. Passion,
yeah.
If you have a condition.
Well, that's what yesterday
an ailment. a ligature. A siphonotic epidemical silence.
What?
I like that. Siphonotic.
Siphonotic. You know what I'm saying? Well, you don't hear me now.
Siphonotic. Today's crazy comedy segment in about 10 minutes at 41 after the hour.
Hey, it's your man, Steve Harvey. Do you think you're smarter than my nephew, Tommy? You could qualify for, listen to this, $1 million. Go to Steve Harvey FM and get the details on how you can play smarter than nephew, Tommy. Here's the deal. If you're smarter than nephew, Tommy, you win $100 gift cards. And you have an opportunity to open the safe and win $1 million. If Tommy wins, you will win a $25 gift card. Just go to Steve Harvey FM for details. The winning starts this Tuesday at 7:20 a.m., 6:20 a.m. Central.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We wanted to do Ask the CEO.
Yeah, might as well. Man, my voice needs some rest. It just needs rest, y'all. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I've been working. I work
take your throat
two
out
weekends
and run some water
in a row.
Man.
Take what out, little man?
Take your throat out and run some water.
Well, see, tall that's people can't thing do that.
Well, it seems like tall people can't clear their throat.
Well, that's because it's so much throat.
It's throat.
Short people don't get hoarse because your neck ain't that long.
Short people have throats, too.
Thank you. It is throats. All right, Tommy, you have a question for the CEO. Have you cleared your throat sufficiently,
yeah,
CEO?
When the CEO says something to you disrespectful, how do you handle that?
You know, from my standpoint, being the CEO, I say to deal with it. Because what you don't want to do is run up into some more disrespect. You know, I just say what you need to do is just get a bigger pair of panties, Tommy.
What?
You heard
me. Who wearing panties?
I'm talking to you. I ain't saying nothing, Shirley Strawberry.
Wait, what you got her? What, okay, but
no, I ain't got her nothing. Coming? I said you. If you need to understand how to handle it, you need a bigger pair of panties.
Okay. How do I respond to that?
Say you don't wear panties.
I don't wear panties.
Then see, if you don't know how to handle it, you need a bigger pair. You understand what I'm saying?
Is this the way a CEO is supposed to talk
okay,
to
you? Okay, that's what I wanted to ask.
No, you just said if I say something disrespectful to you, then you fire back. Now, I showed you what happened if you fire back. It gets more disrespectful.
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
No. Steve is the CEO.
Right, Carla. Good point.
This is just me being able to say it in CEO form.
All right, CEO, I have a question for
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
So we can be clear, describe your duties as CEO. What do you do?
I run this hill.
You're chief executive officer of the company? Day to day, what do you do?
Cash. I produce as much of it as I can.
Okay.
E. I do it as excellent as I can. And O, as often as I can. That's what CEO mean to me. Create cash and with excellence as often as you can. That make me the damn CEO. Now, what is you?
I think that explains a lot.
Next question.
Okay.
Come on, Junior.
Listen, CEO, I just want to know, we haven't received like our contracts for paperwork for next year. You plan on giving us?
Yeah, talk to white folk about that.
What?
Yeah, talk to white folk about that. I don't do paperwork. Next question.
Yeah. All right, I got a question.
They all upstairs, going up there. Yeah, go ahead. Next question.
Name three things.
Three things.
You could do.
I could do.
To as our employer to make our lives better.
Make more, be more,
and say more.
That's what you can do to make our lives better?
What did I just say?
Okay.
She didn't answer the question.
Be more, act more, and say more.
All right. Here's a question.
Yeah.
How do we get, as CEO, how do we get promoted, like, to go to the next level in the company?
And see, all I know is CEO.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Any level under that you want, claim it. What you want to be? Secretary of State? You got it.
Okay.
What you want to be? Primary officer? You got it.
Okay.
What you want to be? Chief operating officer? Claim it.
You just can't have your job.
That title ain't available.
No.
I pass out titles like a pass like a tic tac. I shake it in your hand. But what I'm not, as long as you don't come over here trying to be CEO, what position are you looking at, Miss Strawberry?
Well, I mean, you know, eventually I would like to become CEO.
Oh, well, that's not gonna happen over here.
Well, why not?
So you got to move on.
You put in the work.
Now you put in the work somewhere else. You can put it in all you want up in here. You ain't finna be CEO of this here.
Oh, so no. You're saying do as I say, not as I do?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm saying go do and say your own thing. You ain't coming over here finna be CEO. You want to be CEO, you can be CEO of Strawberry Productions.
Well, in
you
most
gonna
companies.
Start that. You can start it. You can be Lift Rock Carla CEO. You can be TNT CNO. You can be Junior Incorporated CEO. Well, you ain't finna be CEO of this here.
Okay.
God. Yeah, this title ain't available. Ain't no moving up over here.
All right.
Yeah, CEO, can I ask you this, though, as well? I've been to some other companies, and I saw they have a nice little relaxation area, break
Excuse
room.
Excuse me? Say that again.
I just walked in some other companies. I saw
Yeah.
And they had a nice little break room.
Yeah.
They got TVs in there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We don't have none of that over here. Could we possibly have that?
No, see, this is how you do it over here. Scoot your chair back away from the table, and that's your ass.
That was a good question, Junior.
I know.
I thought
a horrible answer,
Your break
though.
Room is when you create room to take a break in. Slide your chair back away from the table. Stretch your legs out. There you go. Junior, right now you in your break room.
What about vending machine? What about can we get some healthy
vending
snacks?
Vending machines ain't healthy for you.
Can we get some healthy snacks in
I'm
the vending
I'm not
going to
kill my employee with Doritos and tater chips and ho-hos and stuff like that. I'm not going to do that to you.
Ho-hos?
I ain't heard that in a minute.
Ding-dong. Ho-hos.
Yeah.
You know what's up.
All right.
Ding-dongs is round, ho-hos is round. Ding-dongs is round, ho-hos is, you know, rolled up.
Okay,
gotcha.
It's delicious, but it got corn syrup in it. I don't put nothing in the vending machine for my people got corn syrup in it. I'm not going to kill you.
All right. Okay. Coming
Drink
up
some
next.
Of that water and get yourself together.
Thank you, CEO.
No, thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right now, Tommy, what is this about you wanting to help men stay out of trouble? You want to share a little insight?
One of my boys, Shirley, one of my boys.
Are you talking about this shouldn't be from somebody who stayed
I
in
know.
Trouble?
I know. He wants to help men stay out of trouble. Imagine
but
that.
It's certain right. things, Unc, and you know this. You, come on now. It's certain things, Unc, that can get you in trouble that you need to be aware of. Certain little items that can get you in trouble. Receipts.
Oh.
You don't keep receipts. Burn all your receipts. These are things that you must know.
What about your taxes?
If you're going to be player,
damn,
you got
taxes.
To get rid of these receipts.
But you need your
receipts. Tommy, no receipts.
You need your receipts for your taxes.
Some stuff you can't write off, okay?
No. Some of this is losses.
Some stuff you got to take the same thing for the team. All right, watch this. And everybody like to keep one or two in their phone. Pictures. Get rid of them doggone pictures. That right is shrewd evidence that your butt can get caught. I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
Now, okay. Here go one from my uncle's book. Glitter. Glitter will get you busted
y'all.
Every
Oh, yes,
Glitter
Steve.
Get you killed.
You can't have no glitter on you.
Because you can't
where.
See it at certain angles.
Yeah.
Boy, back in 90, what year, 2000? I came to work
story.
One morning for 2 days in a row. Shirley was going, you need to get some of this glitter.
Yes.
What? Hold on.
I had some.
Hold on, you went to work?
Yes.
Shirley comes in and said, Steve, really?
Really?
Huh? What?
Boy, glitter's a dead giveaway.
That glitter all in my hair.
It was everywhere. It was everywhere.
Hold on, but you act like you coming to work.
Glitter all on my neck.
But was you coming to work acting like you ain't did nothing?
Innocent.
No, Shirley said, Steve, what is this all on you? Huh? Yeah.
And you know what? You can take 2-3 showers and still can't get all that glitter off.
You cannot get the glitter off.
This one is one Junior should know. When you have a condom, you have that package and tear that cone off, that little cone got to get to the trash. That little cone.
Dog.
Because there are no more corners like that. That corner tails it off.
Matter of fact, don't tear it off and leave it attached to the pack.
To the pack.
Oh, don't tear it all
the way off.
Don't
tear it all the way off.
Don't tear it all the way off.
It'll come out. Mm-mm. Tear it off. 98% of it.
Yeah. Been a lot of divorces.
Yeah, women are detectives, you know. It just takes a little teeny bitty piece.
Listen to me. Your woman can't have short hair, and you got long hair in the sink. Do you hear what I'm saying to you?
Oh, you're dead. You're so freaking dead.
Oh, you trying to put that on your body. That's for me. You need something.
Don't have an eyelash in your tooth.
Have you had that already?
Man, they going to... I had a whole eyelash. In the front.
I hate you, Steve.
Sitting there just smiling. Hey, what's happening?
You know we don't miss anything. You know that.
They do not. Okay, now here's another.
What?
A bobby pin can break up a relationship. I'm just telling you.
Oh, yeah.
You have no reason to have a bobby pin in your house.
Talking about pin your hair.
Or an earring back.
Oh, right. Oh, that's that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good
really
one.
Small. They leave them.
Yeah.
They leave them.
Yes, they do. Hey, another one too. Mm-hmm. Her jacket can't be left in your closet.
Her jacket.
Yeah.
That's
big. If
she do, you got to burn this jacket.
Yeah, you can't. Because as soon as she asks you, whose jacket is this? You didn't even know it was in there. What?
Wait a minute. I know you didn't burn my jacket.
Her seat on the pillow.
Oh, they got to be washed right after.
Makeup, any of that on the pillow.
Burn that pillow, too.
This is Tommy with his advice to men to stay out of trouble.
The black tip off the end of a high heel shoe.
Okay.
That gets you.
All of that. All of that.
Say, women find nothing. Everything.
Mm-hmm. We're detectives.
Bags from a store that you know doggone well that ain't where you shop at. That bag right there. Mm-hmm. You know how people take a bag, fold it up, and they're going to use it later, put it on the counter?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That bag. Mm-hmm. Get rid of that bag.
I got one for you.
Okay.
I got one. A Lee press on.
A nail.
They still wear
nail. Yeah,
they
still
wear
them.
Mm-hmm.
They do. Mm-mm. Yeah. More popular than ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Body wash.
Empty egg.
An empty
egg? What?
Oh, for
I got busted with that one time.
Oh, back in the day.
Oh, the egg.
Pantyhose that come in the eggs. Mm-hmm. I had an empty egg in the trash one time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord, I couldn't explain.
Oh.
What did you end up saying? You just took that one?
I had bought it. I had waves back then, and I had bought one to make my wave set, and I had cut the pantyhose to make a wave cap.
Oh, that was good.
That was smart. That was quick.
That was pretty creative.
That's quick.
Yeah, that was good.
That is quick.
She didn't buy it, though, but it was
line. No, she asked me, where the rest of the pantyhose?
Uh-huh.
I threw them away.
You didn't have that.
Well, where'd you throw them away? Because the egg is in the tray.
Right.
Oh, I threw them out the window.
Yeah. It was a good lie, but it didn't work, I know.
Yeah.
Fell over the back.
The next day with some pantyhose on trying to prove my case. Yeah. Oh, Junior, I tore the whole TV off.
Off the wall?
Lips on that phone run, man.
Oh wait, it come on your TV.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
yeah, no, man.
Dog,
yeah.
The phone number come on the TV. Mm-hmm.
I tore a whole 40-something inch flat screen off.
Oh no. Coming up, it's more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Yahoo is reporting, guys, a new poll that finds 59% of couples say that they suspected their partner of cheating. If they suspected them, they would discuss the matter with them rather than jumping to conclusions. I'm going to say that again for the ladies, okay? 59% of couples say that if they suspected their partner of cheating, they would discuss the matter with them rather than jumping to conclusions.
You mean okay. Black couples.
Okay, cool. Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Shirley and Carla.
No.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. No. Just listen to this question.
Okay.
If you suspected your husband of cheating and it was not on the internet, nobody knew, none of your coworkers, it wasn't made public. If you suspected your husband of cheating, would you bring it up calmly? Would you bring it up with anger? How would you do it?
Probably all of the above for me. Without the calm, though.
You already know where I'm coming.
All coming.
Vigor. All of that.
There's no calm.
All of the above for me without the calm.
Anger. If I suspected that? No, yeah.
No, well, if you had suspicions, you ain't have no proof. Mm-hmm. You ain't heard nothing. You ain't got no pictures. Ain't on internet. None of that.
But, Steve, you know we have intuition. You know we have intuition. Mm. Is that disappointing to you, Mr. Harvey?
I don't know. I'm just trying to see what y'all would do. I don't really.
And the word discussion I have a problem with. There will be no discussion.
Well, are you going to just find out on your own first? Like, do you want a little CSI?
Let me ask you a question,
though. That comes with the
territory. Suppose you discovered that you were 100% wrong about him.
Oh, then
and that he wasn't cheating. Mm-hmm. What happens at that point?
Oh, then I'm apologizing and begging for his forgiveness and threatening him. He better not do it. You see what happens.
Yeah.
When I just
forgiveness and threat at the same time?
That is
definitely.
That is,
you got to put the fear of God in his heart. That's you got to do that.
Yeah, you apologize for your wrongdoing.
Absolutely.
But let me
make it up to him. You know,
that is a lot.
All of that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Any more questions? We're here for it.
No, y'all's answers is short and direct.
And truthful.
And there's no in between. Ain't no, that's, I don't like talking to y'all.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Were you expecting something else?
I don't know what I expected, but that wasn't it.
You've obviously been through this before.
I'll tell you what I found out, though, Unc.
What's that?
I'm finding out I ain't even fine enough to have a discussion. Once they find out I'm cheating, it's over. Your ugly ass sitting up here got the nerve to cheat. No, you
damn,
didn't.
Junior.
But Junior, don't you know that money changes things? Don't you know that?
Yeah, yeah. How you get the nerve?
That was before. Look at you now.
But see, Tommy's saying, dang, Junior, like you can't believe Junior called himself ugly. Tommy, you're ugly.
No, I am not. I'm not going to let you stop doing that. You're going to, listen, 2018, you're not going to do this.
Tommy,
I'm not ugly.
I'm going to tell the truth in 2018.
Are you fine, Tommy?
No, I'm not no fine, and I'm not all, but I ain't just finna be ugly, though. No, I'm not doing that.
Dog, you're not fine.
And I'm not ugly.
But listen to me. If you're not fine,
then what
but
is
by
you?
A long shot, what you think that is?
Coming up, it's more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 33 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it's your boy's time. He's here. Time to slay another one, murder another one.
Well, somebody told me Family Feud. I don't know where you got that man from. But Lord have mercy, I'll be waiting on these songs.
Amen. So what's the list? The list will probably get longer today. Mm-hmm. We're going to put Kirk Franklin's name on the list.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. You mean
with... Yeah. The song is called Happy.
Oh, jeez.
And my song is called Nappy.
What?
Check it out. You know, hair chemicals can hurt you. Hair chemicals can change you. What will hair chemicals do to you? Come on now. Come on now.
I'll just let it be nappy.
Just let it be nappy right now.
I will not care what people say. If they are
not offering the ring
to pay, my hair is not meant to lay.
Just let it be nappy.
I'ma be nappy.
Let it be nappy right now.
Keep that hot comb up on the stove.
Leave that relaxer
down at the stove. I like it nappy.
Just use lots of grease.
Just use lots of grease.
Rub it through your hair.
Rub it on your hands.
That's what you do now.
It won't hurt your fingers when you run through my hair.
Take it up higher.
If it's natural,
that's what you do.
Don't you try to change a look.
Have some pride. Let it beat it beat on the way.
You should know you're not alone.
Say Jesus,
say
Jesus, take the comb, take the comb, Jesus.
Those buttocks will look so nice and neat.
You just wanna be nappy.
If you wanna be nappy,
let it be nappy. Let it be nappy right now.
Don't you wanna be nappy?
And all that is Christian and all that is good, let it be nappy right now. Come on.
I just wanna be nappy.
I know you do.
I'm not gonna keep on getting a conk and weaves with lace in the front.
No weaves or lace
the
in the front.
The broken edges will
the
stop.
The broken edges
so
will
I can
stop.
Be nappy. Happy to be nappy.
Happy to be nappy.
Just use lots of
just
grease.
Just use lots of grease.
Rub it
through your hair now. Come on.
It won't hurt
it
your
won't
fingers
hurt
when you run through my hair.
Rub it through your hair.
If it's natural, it's good. Don't you
be
try.
Free. Of all the chemicals in your hair. That's what you gotta do now. Break it down right now. Come on, do what I say.
You should know
what I'm talking about. Take that hot ass wig off your head. Let it be nappy. Let it be nappy. Break it down right here. Break it down.
If you wanna be nappy,
let it be nappy. The dugout too. Let it be nappy.
Don't you wanna be nappy?
Let it be nappy. And all things that is right. And all things that is good.
Wanna be nappy.
Did that fool say take that hot ass wig
yes,
off your head?
Yes, Steve, yes.
Let it be home run, Jay.
Coming up, Steve's closing remarks at 49 after the hour. Gather round, everyone.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, our closing remarks are back as well. What you have
yeah,
for us today?
Here we go. Here's a suggestion. Here's what I came up with for today. A suggestion. Something I've learned that has helped me out dramatically in accomplishing my goals and attaining my dreams. I still have things I'm after, still have goals that I've not yet met and dreams that I haven't seen come true yet, but I'm working on them. And I know they will. And I know they will because I have mastered one technique of how to do it. I'm going to share it with you right now. If you are wanting something from God, this is just for spiritual people. If you're not a spiritual person, you can go do what you want to do right now. Only this is for people who believe in God. When I want something for God, when I'm trying to reach a certain goal or fulfill a dream or attain something, I never go about it without his help. You know, the things that I do on my own, I'm just doing them, you know, like, you know, I don't, simple stuff, you know, like make sure I got water in my office so I can drink enough. I can do that, right? But let's say I have an aspiration or a dream that's pretty big, as are most of mine and as should yours be. You should dream as big as you possibly can. You should let your imagination lead you into the life that God has for you. Now, the way to do that is to first of all ask, because the scripture says you have not because you ask not. And then you have to believe. You have to have faith that God can do anything but fail. The third thing you need is a work ethic, an unrelenting work ethic. There is a scripture that says faith without works is dead. So after you ask for this incredible dream or vision or goal that you have, and you put the faith in it, the belief you got to work, because faith without works is dead. Okay, cool. Now, the best way to accomplish your dreams and gifts, first of all, you should tie it to your goals and gifts, your goals and dreams. You have to tie it to your gift. Everything should be tied to your gift. Now, if you want an airplane or go on special trips, that has nothing to do with your gift. But the route that you're going to get to this goal and to this dream has to be tied to your gift. Okay, now, once you do that and you ask God for something that's impossible, be careful who you share it with. Because sharing things from your imagination is not always in your best interest. Because your imagination is yours and yours alone. Other people can't see it. They don't see no way how. They just start shooting it down. But when you do ask God for this incredible thing, listen to me. The how-to is none of your business. Let me repeat that. When you ask God for your visions, your goals, your dreams, your aspirations, and you believe he'll do it, and you're willing to work as hard as you can to accomplish it, that's all that's required of you. The how-to is none of your business. Get out of the way. The reason there is no scripture that tells us as people to figure it out is because if you're asking God for something so big, you got to leave it up to him. You got to let him handle it. The how-to is not any of your business. The how-to is not up to you. It's up to your faith and your belief in a higher power. Stop tripping on the how-to. It ain't your business. The reason the how-to is not up to you, I have found in my life, is for this reason right here. Because my ways and my understanding is not enough to get me to where I want to go, be, have, and attain. To where I want to go, be, have, and attain. My ways and my understanding is not enough, because I'm asking God for something so huge that I don't know how to get it, but I know that he does. You can't even fathom his ways. You can quit tripping. You can save yourself a lot of time. You can't Google his ways. You don't know the route he's going to take. You don't know how he's going to touch certain people's hearts along the way. You don't know how he's going to move people into position to get you exactly what you need, when you need it, and how you need it. You have no idea what God is going to do and how he's going to do it. So why trouble yourself with the how-to? Because it ain't your business. The how-to is not up to you. And the reason it's not up to you is because when you ask for something so great that you absolutely have to have God's help to get it, your ways and understanding is not enough. You won't be able to accomplish it because you can't even fathom his ways. You have no idea how he's going to go about it. You're clueless. You can't move the pieces the way God can. You can't do it, man. As a matter of fact, if you try, you are all in the way. Now you're going to mess it up. You are now blocking the blessing with concerning yourself with the how-to. The how-to is none of your business. You have to ask, believe, and be willing to work your tail off. That's how you accomplish it in life. And the how-to ain't your business. Those are my closing remarks. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right, Steve.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I like
sir.
Those. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.